Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our friend Hector Barreto is here. Hector's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back probably 13, 14 years. He's been hanging out with us ever since he became the administrator of the Small Business Administration during the W. Bush era. And he's now the chairman of the Latino Coalition, an author and a Hall of Famer. I don't know how many Hall of Fames he's in. He's also a member of the board of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's our good friend, one of the great leaders of America. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be with you and your listeners. Thank you for having me again.
You're always welcome here, Hector. Hey, so you're in Washington these days for a while. You've been up there doing some good business. You were at the swearing in of a new board member. I mean, a new cabinet member, weren't you, recently?
That's right. I was with Alex Acosta on Friday. He got sworn in as the new labor secretary. I think he's going to do a great job. You might remember we served together during the Bush administration.
Yep.
He was
yep.
part of the Justice Department. He was also on NLRB. Great guy. Was most recently in Florida. He was the dean of a university down there, and a really smart guy, too, Harvard guy. Vice President swore in. He's already hitting the ground running, so we couldn't be happier for him, and I think he's going to be a great labor.
What do you think he's going to add to that department?
Well, I think one of the things that he really understands is the fact that, you know, labor and jobs and business go together. You know, it's that old thing, Jim, a lot of times people say, we love jobs, we live in the jobs, but we're not so crazy about all the business.
Well, that's what Senator, I'll say his name in a minute, from Massachusetts, I quote him all the time, said 25 years ago. He said to he's a Democrat, he said to his own party, he said, folks, we can't love the worker and hate the
exactly.
employer.
Well, it's absolutely true, and that's one of the things I think Alex Acosta brings to the table. He understands how they have to work together in partnership. It has
yep.
to be a win-win situation. The employee has to win,
and you know what, Hector? I don't know any other time, maybe in American history, that's more possible than now. Now that the unions have been sort of neutralized, and people are coming to the table without axes and hatchets and knives in their hand, you know what I mean? People are,
yep.
and employers are doing a better job of treating their people right without being made to. I don't know any other time when it's a better time for that kind of discussion to go on, do you?
Oh, I totally agree with you, and we needed a change, of course. I mean, there's so many people that were, you know, really kind of depressed over the last 8 years and saying there's no opportunities, you know, there's not going to be any growth, we got to get used to this new normal, and they didn't like
yeah.
that new normal. And I think there's a new sense of optimism. I mean, they're just getting started, but there's a new sense of optimism that these guys are going to create the environment to really start getting our economy back on track. And I really like what Alex Acosta said during his, during his swearing in. He had his little girls there with him. They're beautiful little girls, you know, 4 and 6 years old, I think.
Wow.
And he said he had to explain to them what his new job was going to be. And he said, look, remember how Daddy worked at the university to help young people get jobs? Well, now Daddy's going to be doing that in Washington, D.C., helping everybody that wants a job get a job. So
right.
I think that's perfect.
Well, I hope he enjoys that while they're little, because in about 10 years, you'll get no respect for anything like that, right? You know all about that, don't you?
I'm living with three teenagers. I get it.
You know all about that. So good for them, good for him, and good for President Trump for making that great appointment. And I was telling somebody recently, I'm a very optimistic person about President Trump. I call it like it is. When I don't like some of the things he's doing, I'm concerned about some of the things he's saying about trade. I'm still concerned about some of those things, but one of the things I was telling someone recently, Hector, is that the thing about Mr. Trump, even if he doesn't understand the sector, like yesterday he met with the community bankers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Donald Trump's nobody's community bank or customer, right? He doesn't deal on Main Street level with banks. But he's enough of a business person to understand that you don't tar and feather the small banks just because of what the big banks did. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Only somebody who understands business, and that's the reason he's going to fix it for those folks.
There's no doubt about that. And you, another good point is that he's brought in some of the top business leaders in the world to work with him, and he's listening to them. So sometimes, you know, they'll come out with a kind of a pronouncement. It's not necessarily a policy. It's definitely not legislation. But after, a certain amount of time when he's conferring with his advisors, when he's conferring with congressional leaders, they're coming to the right place on a lot of these decisions. So I just think that we got to wait and, you know, not pay attention to what the current headline is, because when I watch TV, most of these guys are saying the world is ending, and you and I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe it at all. I'll tell you something else that I think people should note. These aren't Trump cronies. None of these people, I'm not saying they're not people who he's maybe has met sometime before, but find a single person in the cabinet that he has a long-time relationship with. I don't believe there is one.
Well, he knows these people, and what he was said at the very beginning is he's going to put an all-star team together. And so he went out and got some of the best people in banking, in business, in national security, the military, etc. And so you can't put people like that in your team unless you're secure in the knowledge that they're not only good, but they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you what you really need to know. So, there's been other times when people put in their close friends and, folks that maybe are not up to the current responsibilities they have. It's not
they were put in for political reasons.
Right. Well, and that's the other thing about this team. They're getting kind of, sometimes they get criticized that they haven't put enough people in place, but they didn't bring an army of, political veterans into the administration. They're really picking and choosing the best and the brightest to serve in this cabinet, and I think you're going to see the results of that, not only in the short term, but definitely in the long term.
Did you pay attention to what he did with the community bankers yesterday?
I didn't catch that, Jim.
Well, he's talking about breaking up Dodd-Frank so it doesn't hurt community bankers.
Right.
Hector, you and I both know, because I think you're part of a small bank. If without small banks, we don't have small businesses.
That's
without
true.
Small businesses, we don't have an economy.
Exactly. That's very true.
It's that simple. Hey, I need your website, Hector.
TheLatinoCoalition.com. Please follow us and come to our events. We're doing a lot of events all across the country this year.
TheLatinoCoalition.com. Hector and I are going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about immigration. How's the president doing on that front? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.